This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Let's ask Nathan Zagura, who joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nathan, tonight, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul? It's not who you got winning. It's who you're rooting for to win.
1,000,000,000% Mike Tyson.
1,000,000,000%.
Come on, that's Iron
percent.
Mike Tyson. Of course.
A 1,000,000,000%.
Right. I think there's probably an age gap in terms of the support. Mm-hmm. But Mike Tyson was definitely a fixture. I mean, I remember exactly where I was when he bit Evander Holyfield's ear. I remember watching a lot of Mike Tyson fights. My next-door neighbor was a huge boxing guy from back in the days of James Bone Crusher Smith, and we used to watch all the big fights at his house, and obviously every Mike Tyson fight. He was a phenom, obviously a great rise, great fall. Ben comes back, hangover, all of it brings him back into the spotlight. Fascinating life, obviously. Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for him. It's Mike Tyson. Plus, it would be, if Mike Tyson knocks him out at, 58 years old, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, I root for him. I want Mike Tyson to win. I don't hate Jake Paul. It seems a lot of people hate Jake Paul. I don't know. I used to act like I did. I think it was misguided hate. I don't know why, but
His brother is one of the most talented WWE performers ever, honestly.
I wonder if that's Logan why.
Paul. Ever.
I wonder if that's why. Oh,
whoa,
he's very Tony, he's very good.
Yeah, but I didn't know
Oh, my God. Yes. Talented. If you talk to, like, guys that have worked with him, his ability, the speed with which he picked up their business and his athleticism, the things he's able to do are off the charts. Like, they can't even believe how good he is. And it's not something that he wasn't one of these guys that, you know, toured the world starting at, you know, age 16 or 18, and this was all he ever wanted to do. But once he got involved, he picked it up. So he's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard.
What do they say about how Nathan Zagura picked up the business?
All right, listen, 1-0. 1-0 against the legend Jeff Jarrett. So
the record speaks for itself.
Lima. That's right.
That's outrageous. We got the great Nathan Zagura who joins us on the show. That was wonderful. All right, Nathan, we got a game coming up on Sunday. Saints, Browns, it's weird. Jameis played in this one. Could Jameis play his way into being the starter in 2025?
I mean, I think you'd always have to say anything's on the table, right? I mean, if all of a sudden he rips off, seven wins here in the last eight games, then certainly you would have to consider that, I would think, right? I mean, he's a talented guy, former number one overall pick. I think you kind of know the book on Jameis Winston is that he's going to be able to, you know, throw you into a lot of games, and at times he will throw you out of some games. And I think that's probably why he hasn't been a full-time starter since 2019, which was, you know, he led the league in passing that year. Now he also threw for over 30 touchdowns, but also led the league with over 30 interceptions. So anything's on the table, I would imagine. I mean, you've seen his ability to push the ball down the field, his willingness to push the ball down the field, and that certainly has opened some things up. So I know he's excited to return to New Orleans. I think, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think at some point, you know, if you do get eliminated officially from playoff contention, I think you got to see DTR, because I think you need to understand, number one, could he be a starter for you if you needed him to be? Number two, can he be your long-term backup? And number three, you know, can he play four games in a row without getting injured? And that's something we have not yet seen from him.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When you look at this offense, David Njoku, you know, he was a trade conversation a couple of weeks ago. It hasn't been the type of season he's wanted it to be. I know you disagree with that, but I mean the people talking is people. He's been great. He's been injured. He's been great. He's been injured. Where are we at with David Njoku in the second half of the season? Can we salvage this thing and make the numbers look good?
Yeah, I think he's finally starting to get healthy. I mean, and if you look at the fact that, you know, he missed a good number of games at the beginning of the season, and I think he's been actually pretty productive since he's come back. He's got at least 5 receptions in 4 straight games. So he's been a part of the offense, 2 touchdowns, which on our team puts us good for second on the entire team, scoring 2 touchdowns behind just Cedric Tillman. So, no, I think he's been good. I think it's just he's got to be healthy.
And when he's healthy, he'll be productive. Co-host here on the show on Tuesdays. Yeah, our co-host.
Who was, for a long time, the Browns' leading touchdown scorer. That was before Cedric Tillman went bananas. So, I like what I've seen from David Njoku. I think he's getting healthier, and that's good. Not even on the injury report this week, and I think that bodes very, very well for him over the second half of the season.
All right, Nathan, this is what Brian Baldinger said about his role in this offense and what the coaches should be doing. This was Baldinger on the afternoon show yesterday.
For a long time, I thought Njoku was underused. Then he got paid, and he had a great season last year. And then this year, he seems to be that guy that used to play in Cleveland that they didn't pay any attention to. I don't know why, when you have a tight end that runs like that, that has the size, that you never have to take off the field because he's a decent blocker, like why anybody can't get him the ball. There's ways to get the ball to the tight end. I don't care what offense you're in. And so whether it's tight end delays, tight end dumps, tight end stick routes, like there's a million ways, man or zone, that you can get the tight end the ball. And they just seem oblivious to that.
All right, Nathan, obviously you know that this offense at times had no problem humming last year, especially towards the end of the year with Flacco, and David Njoku was a big part of that. Do you think that it's just the injury? Do you think it's they're not in rhythm and the quarterback shuffling? What do you think it is?
I mean, I would push back just a little bit on that. I don't know how many tight ends in the NFL, period, full stop, have at least 5 catches in each of their last 4 games. So to have 5 catches, you've got to be getting a decent number.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Targets and you're getting the football. Now, I'd like to see him be able to get down the field a little bit more, used in some of those catch situations, but in the red zone, he scored 2 times in his last 3 games. So I think he is getting the ball. I would like to, obviously, you're getting the ball to Cedric Tillman, you're getting the ball to Jerry Jeudy, you're getting the ball to Elijah Moore, you're getting the ball to David Njoku. I mean, against the Ravens, the Browns had 4 receivers with more than 60 yards, which has only happened one other time in the league this year with the Atlanta Falcons when Kirk Cousins threw for over 500 yards against the Bucks and set the franchise record. So he's over 60 yards in one of his last 2 games. And like I said, he's got 5 catches in 4 straight. So I think he is involved. Obviously, I think people want more kind of a higher yards per catch from him, and I would like to see that, to find the ways to get him where I think he's so good after the catch. When he came out of college at the U, he led all tight ends in the nation in yards after the catch per reception as in college. So that's something he's been very good at in the NFL as well, and I think that's what we need to try to find him. Baldy was referencing those stick routes. That's been a lot of what he's been getting, are those kind of stick routes where he just comes out against the zone, turns around about 5 yards, and then he gets in and usually gets hit. But those are kind of extensions of the running game. But if you go back to Baltimore, the very first play, they ran him on a deep over, and he picked up, I think, 20-something yards. So I don't think he's invisible. This is a storyline to me that I don't know is necessarily a real storyline.
All right, well, let's get to the storyline of the NFL, Nathan, because I told Kenny, maybe it's because the Browns have this rough go at it this season that I'm just not as into the rest of the league. But also part of it is just the quarterback play. I mean, Patrick Mahomes having his worst year probably as a quarterback. I know they're undefeated, so Owen would probably push back about some of that. It just seems to me that the league is a little down, but I can't really vocalize specifics as to why that is. How do you feel about the league this year?
I mean, I still think I love the NFL. I think it's an unbelievable product. I love watching it. I do agree with you. I think one of the biggest problems around the league right now is offensive line play. I don't think you're getting good offensive line play around the league, and I'm sure that's probably something that Brian Baldinger would have said yesterday if you were asked about that, because you're getting quarterbacks under pressure at a higher rate than we're used to. Teams are playing more shell coverages. They're limiting explosive plays. I mean, think about the Miami Dolphins, their inability to get Tyreek Hill down the field. Guys had 1,700 yards each of the last 2 years. So you're seeing a higher completion percentage than ever. You're also seeing a lower yards per completion than ever and a lower yards per attempt than ever for quarterbacks. So I think it's kind of the league ebbs and flows. And so right now it's kind of much more of a dink and dunk league, which is not as fun. I don't think it's as exciting. I think, you know, you go back to last Thursday, just over a week ago, that Ravens-Bengals game, that's fun football. To me, offensive football is fun football. I know there are a lot of people out there. I love them. We got a great defense. You love when the defense is out there shutting people down. But high-scoring games are fun to watch. People making plays, that's fun to watch. And you know, you always talk about a team like the Browns. You know, the Bengals are 4-6, but their offense every week is going to be fun to watch, and you know that. And so that's kind of what you hope over the final eight games, that we can get this offense to that point. But I just think offensive football has not been quite as good. I think defenses are bigger, stronger, faster than they've ever been before. They're able to go sideline to sideline. They're playing that shell. They flow to the ball very effectively. I mean, even saw last night. And sometimes I think things that work early in a season don't work as well late. Cliff Kingsbury, if you go back to his entire career in Arizona, they were always an unbelievable first-half offense, and then it kind of petered off. And that's starting to happen right now with the Washington Commanders, and so it's something to keep an eye on. But I think offensive line has a lot to do with it. I think defenses being, you know, bigger, stronger, faster has something to do with it. And then the fact that teams are – they're willing to cede short yards and make you really work to get down the field, and that's not necessarily the most beautiful brand of football that you have in the NFL.
I'll tell you this, Nathan, you would probably be surprised. I agree with you. I mean, I tuned in for the entirety of the Denver Chiefs game. And, hey, I can appreciate two good staffs and two good football teams, go, at least a team that's growing in Denver, going after each other, playing a tight football game, making the most of each other's mistakes. But I would like it. Just give me one game a week where I can kind of just let my hair down and watch two teams go out there and score.
Yeah.
I think that is a lot of fun. It might not be the quote-unquote best for hard-ass football guys, but it is an entertaining league. It's supposed to be an entertaining league, and that is entertainment. Let me ask you this, though. Aaron Rodgers, he done? Is it over?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels that way.
It does.
You can see he cannot move in the pocket like he once did. And I think, you know, for a lot of quarterbacks, it becomes very difficult when, you know, and not like Aaron Rodgers was a big, huge, mobile quarterback, but he was very good at extending plays, getting on the edges, and making plays down the field. You think about all those kind of like stretch boots that they would run when they had Jordy Nelson there in Green Bay, and he would hit those big shots over the top. That's not there. His deep accuracy isn't there. And I think that he's reached a point where his, we'll call it, because I know some people who played with him in Green Bay, and he was maybe not the most beloved teammate, but he was so dang good that it didn't matter. And now I don't know that he's good enough to maybe be the distraction or kind of overall influence that he is in a locker room, if that makes sense.
I agree. Nathan, 10 seconds. Do you think that Caleb Williams is in danger of being ruined by the Bears? 10 seconds.
No short answer, but they need to make changes there. They need a new staff for him.
I love where your head's at. Nathan, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
All right, thanks, guys.
Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You hear him on the Cleveland Browns, University Hospital's Cleveland Browns radio network. He stands alongside of Andrew Siciliano in the booth, and Gerard Cherry is on the sideline. You'll hear them at 1 o'clock coming up on Sunday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.